Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Luke chapter 6, verses 1 to 38. Luke chapter 6, verses 1 to 38, King James Version. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this? What David did when himself was anhungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named Apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judah and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For, behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye shall receive your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And use them that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met with all, it shall be measured to you again. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender, loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the whole week you sustained us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. Lord, as you have said in your word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt, laziness, bad stewardship, breaking the Sabbath, worldliness, and lack of self-control. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do them again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us. Lord, we pray, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them to continue to do your will in their life. We pray to anoint each husband with the Holy Ghost to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good health, strength, and good income. We pray for every wife to bless them, give them strength, and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as parents to unite in training their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for our parents to grant them good health and strengthen them as they do their responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in a right way of life. We pray for all the single parents that you strengthen them and provide for them to raise their children in a godly way, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. Lord, we pray bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring your salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Bless them. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them in the path you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressures of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them. Help them, Lord, and solve their problems. Provide jobs for those jobless. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be safe. Lord, help us to evangelize and preach your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray to open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, Armenia, and America. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all the places that you allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help our brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those places. Lord, we pray, to give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistic and documents needed. Lord, reduce the prices of rents, water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol and gas cylinder, and the tax bills in all those places. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be good citizens. Lord, protect and prosper all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregation to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through vision and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication and the website. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. Lord, we pray to add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and back to the church. Lord, we pray for more families and workers to join in the church, and we pray for unity among the church members. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us the spiritual gift that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Spirit in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our song, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you, Lord, that we may bring glory and adoration in your precious holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 10, and where Jesus entered into a village and entered a house of a lady, her name Martha, who had received him in her house. And it says that she has a sister who's called her name Mary. Verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and says unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. The meaning of Martha, the meaning of it is she was rebellious. And the meaning of Mary, their rebellion. Both names are linked with rebelliousness. And that is the sinful nature that human carry and we ourselves also carry. But what we learn from here, we learn to repent of rebelliousness by sitting at his feet and listening to his words, to what he say, and not to do our own. Martha, she was doing her own, but Mary not. And that what had brought difference in her life. She had chosen the good part. God wants us today to choose the good part, to be at his feet and listen to what he say and do. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Draw us near to you, Father. Thank you, enable us to be at your feet, listen to your voice and to your word, and obey and apply in our life.
Father God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace. With a passion in my heart, I desire to seek your face. Father God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace. With a passion in my heart, I desire to seek your face. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, loving God. I long for you, my heart worship you, O Lord. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. In your presence, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. When you are at the feet of Jesus, you can see the good things that God had to prepare for you, and you can praise God. Hallelujah. Let us praise our Lord for all his goodness that he gave to us.
I will come to you with an open heart and with a sacrifice of praise. I have been your part in the holy place, and I know your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy and, Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me All the days of my life, I'm surrounded by the favor of the Lord, always and forever. I will come to you with an open heart and bring a sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in the holy place, and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy, and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. I will remember your mercy, and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever.
Yes, always and forever. Listen to me, you are tired of your life. Come to Jesus. Be at his feet. You are like Martha, quarreling and fighting and upset and cumbersome about many things. You have missed the way. Come to God. Be at his feet. Tell him, draw me close to you. Never let me go, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do, 'cause nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do, 'cause nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all. Help me know you are me.
Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being near to us. We bless you, magnify you. We adore you. I will tell you one more thing. The benefit to be at the feet of Jesus. You know, there's around you people like Martha, big disturbance. But when we are at the feet of Jesus, like Mary, they cannot disturb us. Hallelujah. Let us continue to be at his feet.
At your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet. Your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Oh Lord, I live to worship you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Open your Bible in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and faithfulness unto us. Lord God, as we bring our tithes, offerings, and first fruit, we stand on your promises in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing we cannot contain, and rebuke the devourer for our sake, and protect our finances from loss. Lord, yes, may our Lord. Lives and the work of our hands bring forth fruit, and may all the nations call us blessed. As we honor you with our first and best, yes, O Lord God, we yes. thank you and we praise you. We magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer entitled with The Duties of the Priest, Part 1, Introduction and Principles in Building the Family. I repeat, The Duties of the Priest, Part 1, Introduction and Principles in Building the Family. Let us open our Bible in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 in King James Version. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let us pray. Father God, we come into your presence, acknowledging that you are a master, redeemer, and shield of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and loving kindness to us. Thank you for this day where we are gathered once again to worship you. Lord, as we listen to your word today, give us obedient heart to take heed the message, to put to practice what we heard. Holy Spirit, convict your people today. Soften their hearts to honor you by implementing your will and plan in their lives. Lord, anoint my lips and your message, and spread it in Jesus' name. Amen. When we come to know Christ and we respond to God's call, we become the chosen people of God. Through the blood of Jesus and his work on the cross, our sins are atoned after we come to him in repentance. We receive eternal life and we become God's children. God called us his chosen people, and he bestowed on us the title of a royal priesthood. To those who stand before him to minister to him and to serve his people. The priest here in this series of message is a Christian man commissioned by God to lead in the home and in the church. Initially, when people hear the word priest mentioned, the first thought that comes to their mind is that this word only pertains to the religious leader, like the priest or the pastor of a church. But the fact is this: everyone who is called by God and has accepted God's call to live a life for God is a priest for the Lord. We who follow the Lord Jesus Christ are the royal priesthood of God on earth. Royal priesthood means the priests of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called the royal priests to proclaim to everyone in the world the word of God and to declare praises to God who called us from darkness or sinful life into the light and righteousness of God. How can we proclaim the praises of our God? We praise God not only by singing, but by living our lives according to the word of truth, the Bible. Singing and playing music without obedience to God's word is a worship directed to Satan and not to God. God has called us to be his royal priest, to be his true worshipers, and to lead others into true worship. True worship is to offer our lives fully to God and to daily live the Word of God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. True worship is to apply the Word of God in our life, to practice and to follow God's commands, and to impart the people around us with non-compromising message of God's truth. To be a worshiper or to be a true worshiper means we must live a life pleasing and in obedience to God's word before singing or speaking God's word to others. Royal priests are the true worshipers whom God called to worship him in spirit and truth. To be the royal priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ is not only for a certain period of time or in certain places, but our whole lifetime in all places where God allow us to live. Since the time we commit our lives to the Lord, we become priests for God, wherever we are and for all the days of our life, until the Lord will come and take us to heaven. While waiting for the return of our most high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to accomplish our job descriptions as royal priests toward the three main faculties defined in the scriptures. Number one, in our family or in our families. Our own family is our priority as royal priest. We have responsibilities toward our spouse and toward our children. We need to keep our commitment towards these few people who are our first degree family members. We need to serve them so as to effectively serve God. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4 in King James Version, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection, will all gravity. Number two, in our church, we are the royal priest and we are the church of God. We are accountable to attend our priestly duties and to do our responsibilities toward the church that the Lord has placed us in. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29, Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29, who now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is in the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid, given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according in his working, which worketh in me mightily. Number three, in the society around us, we are the royal priests to declare praises to God. We are called to live godly lives, to pray for the lost, to do our best to evangelize, to win souls for Christ. Therefore, we must set a good example for others to see so they can see God through us. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The priests are responsible to daily keep the lamps burning in the tabernacle. We are God's people, the royal priests who daily stand before God to minister to Him and to His people in the manner that He has designed for us. Now we will speak about principles in building the family. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. God the Father is the head of Christ. God the Son, God, Christ is the head of the man, and the man is the head of the woman, his wife. The man is the priest to lead his wife, and both of them, the man and woman, are ordained as priests to work together in leading their family to worship God. Letter A, the man as a priest. Someone may say, if I am a priest, then where is my assignment and in which church? The first appointment of a man as a priest is to lead his family to God through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 26, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 26. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The man, as the priest of the family, should love and care for his family just as Christ loved and cared for his church. The man is the husband and the father who works and earns for the family and to provide for his wife and children. In addition, he should function in his family as a pastor who cares and leads the church. He would be the pastor of his own home, and his family becomes a congregation of the church of God. Thus, he needs to be spiritually equipped so to lead his wife and children in reading, learning, and living the Word of God in daily prayer and family worship. Letter B, the man and woman as priests. After a man and a woman are married, they are royal priests for their own family. They are responsible to care for each other and raise their children in the ways of the Lord and in the fear and reverence of God. The man as priest in the family whom the Lord ordained is not alone, but the Lord has placed with him a suitable partner to help him in providing for the family and in leading the children to live in the ways of the Lord. For this reason, we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands in everything. While the man is doing his part to provide, care, and lead the family, the wife should respect, listen, and submit to her husband's instructions so that they both can care and lead their children in the presence of the Lord. But if the husband is not doing his part for the family, and he is disobedient to God's word and commands, then the point of submission of the wife to the husband is compromised. Submission to God's word should be mutual between husband and wife. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Both husband and wife need to learn diligently from God's word their responsibilities toward each other and towards the family. God has placed them as priests over their family and children, so they need to do their part while they fully abide with God's word. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Letter C, the role of the church in marriage. The husband is the head of the family, and the wife is the suitable helper for the husbands who leads the family to do God's will and plan. Both of them are called to nurture and care for their children physically and spiritually, because God desires for godly children. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 15, Malachi chapter 2, verse 15, and did not he make one, yet had he the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Consequently, it is so important that the church should discern whom God is going to put together as husband and wife before approving any marriage. Pastors are called to officiate marriages, and the church people are called to bless marriages that God has planned and prepared. However, if the marriage is only desired and planned by both the man and woman, and they are not ready to become the priest for the family, would it give glory to God? So the church and the pastor should not approve or bless such marriages or officiate them. A believer himself or herself cannot choose whom he likes or wishes to marry. Instead, he or she should follow God's will and accept God's choice for him or her in order to fulfill God's plan of building up godly families. The church and pastors need to stand firm to abide with the biblical teachings and examples on how to prepare and initiate marriages. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But warmongers and adulterers God will judge. A believer should only marry another believer. But that does mean that the believer can marry whichever believer he or she likes. Clearly, it is described in the scriptures that God gives the suitable helper to the man when he is responsible, ready, and mature for marriage. Even if a believer wants to marry a believer, we as a church need to be sure that it is God's will and not a merely fleshly desire. Certainly, God brings at the proper time the right partner to every single believer who delights to fulfill God's plan and is living according to God's word. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him." Subsequent to the marriage of a couple, the primary responsibility of the church is to teach and to train the husband and wife to be on what they need to do for their family and children. It is the responsibility of the parents to care, train, and teach their children. Hence, the church is to support parents to equip and train them to become effective in disciplining and teaching their children to become a godly offspring. Letter C, the family as a school. The family as a school, we should watch, pray, and wait upon God to give priestly partners to the single believers in our church. That is, a man or woman who is able to bring up a family in worship and fear of God. It is a must that a man or woman who enters marriage is ready and is able to raise children in a godly manner. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. And these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them which thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Parents are responsible to teach their children at home the discipline and the statutes of God, the Bible. Their home is the school of their children. The parents are the priests and the teachers and the family who are responsible to nurture the children to also become priests for God in the next generation. The husband and wife, as priests in the family, should impress on their children the word of God. They should teach every day by giving godly advices and instructions as they get up in the morning or lay down at night, while they are inside or outside their homes. They should teach by demonstrating to them true-to-life examples of living according to God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Parents who live God's word become proper illustrations for their children to emulate. They are their children's and youth's pastors in their own family, the congregation of the Church of God. Parents are the teachers of their children, for it's not the church's responsibility to teach children and youth. Instead, the church should teach, equip, and train the parents who are the pastors and teachers for their own children and youth. Parents are to teach by encouraging their children to follow God's commands that brings blessings, and by disciplining them with a rod when they disobey. Then God's word will be manifested in the life of every family member and be acted upon by the parts of their bodies. Likewise, the priestly ministry is not only in the context of the house, but also outside. We take our children outside the house with us and show them things happening around, explaining to them about what is right and what is wrong. We have to tell them clearly what the Lord's word is agreeing with and what they need to abstain from. Our children should learn biblical principles in life from us because we are the royal priests who are rearing a royal priesthood. Letter D, the family as the church. The family as the church. Each and every Christian family represents a local congregation of the Church of God. Daily, the family should gather together as a time suitable for every member of the family to read the Word of God, to sing to God, and to kneel down at the feet of Jesus in prayer. The family as a local congregation of the church must also have a day of rest or Sabbath a holy day and a family day spent in the presence and joy of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 to 10, Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 to 10, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. The Sabbath is a day for the whole family, the husband and the wife and the children, to rest from their work, get enough sleep, have fun together, and go or join the church worship with other families or members of the Church of God. It is a day that as a family, they can relax from all their work, meditate on and enjoy God's goodness to the family and His bounty upon all the family members. Godly families should not get involved like other families in the world with celebrations such as birthdays, marriage anniversaries, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Halloween days, Valentine's days, Christmas days, New Year's days. Such celebrations are men and ego glorifying and do not give glory to God. They are part of the idols that the world is keeping. Therefore, godly families should not keep or observe such days or celebration. As God is doing great things for them, the family shall respond to God's goodness by keeping God's word, living in holiness away from idols, and with willingness to continue to serve the Lord. Letter E, the church home school. The church home school. The husband and wife are responsible for the education and nurturing of their children to become royal priests for the next generation. Children's education and studies, directed and supervised by the priests of the family, that is the husband and wife, make a great difference in the heart and mind of every child. Our children's education should be based and embodied with God's word. Each family, as a local congregation, should be responsible to handle children's and youth ministries for their own children. Nowadays, churches are full of children and youth activities, which transform the young people's mind from the Word of God to the world of technology. The responsibility to bring up godly offsprings lies in the hands of responsible parents or priests and the family. Thus, it is unsafe to entrust our children to be trained and educated by someone else. The Bible requires every parent to be a good managers and administrators in their homes and families, to be efficient teachers and instructors to their children and school, and to be holy and royal priests for their family church. So the husband and wife need to do well as priests of the family, and they need to take as well as active part in the church. Yet, the man is the priest to lead his wife, but both of them are ordained as priests to work together in leading their family as a church to worship God. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4 to 5, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4 to 5, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? My dear and beloved, therefore, as a royal priest, let us delight ourselves in what the Lord has called us to do for him. Let us be responsible and be a man or woman of courage who walks with Christ and serve him faithfully. We are to lead our family in holiness and righteousness. This is our battlefield where we need to overcome. And God is with us, and he will help us as long as we belong to the royal priesthood of Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for this message that opened my mind and eyes to your word and to your will in my life, and has shown me clearly my responsibilities as a royal priest for you in my own family and the church that you had placed me in. Lord, thank you for all the corrections and the admonishment that you sent me in this message. Come now to God and confess your sins. Confess and renounce your unwillingness and impatience to do your responsibility as a royal priest for your family and children, and teaching not your children, and raise them up in the fear of God and the lack of family worship in your house and the reading of God's word and prayer. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your yoke, and wasting time with non-believers and friends, and in bondage with the media, news and games. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, your bad example, and your unwillingness to serve God and doing his will. Lord, forgive me, I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit my life into your hands to do the principles that I learned in this message and perform my responsibilities in full as a royal priest toward my family that you entrusted to me, toward my spouse and my children, to provide for them, to initiate daily worship, reading your word, kneeling down and praying with them, and to school my children and train them and raise them in the fear of yours. Lord, keep my job and my income stable so I can continue to serve you. Lord, I ask you to give me patience, perseverance, wisdom, to arrange my time, good health and strength, so I can do all my responsibilities. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't you feel, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Thou that you fear, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Oh Lord,
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and who responded to the teaching of your word and this message. Lord, continue to teach them and guide them with your Holy Spirit to do the responsibilities in full to you. I pray to provide all their needs, protect them, and reward them by giving them godly children who fear you, serve you, and be the next royal priest. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, bless us, your church. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to teach our families, children, and disciples, and train them to be the royal priesthood of God, to have a godly families, to lead their families and children in the light of the scripture, and to school their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we commit ourselves to teach and implement preparation for godly marriages. Yes. Lord, we ask you to sustain our church school, to assist our members to homeschool their children, and provide us with suitable college so we can train our own children and disciples to be ready with professions that would glorify your name and meet the needs. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts and the suitable talents that we need in order to meet and fulfill such a need in the life of your church. Lord, we pray for more of our disciples and children to be water baptized and to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, lead us to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I will come to you with an open heart and bring a sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in a holy place and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. I will come to you with an open heart and bring a sacrifice of praise. I have seen your power in the holy place, and I have known your mighty ways. I will remember your mercy, and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. For your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever, always and forever.
Amen.